You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in, Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long is off today. It's Tuesday. Feels like a Monday, doesn't it? It's Tuesday.
It does feel like a Monday.
Yeah, I was getting confused yesterday, like thinking it was Sunday. And then the Oriole game came on late, and I'm like, well, why is it on at 6 o'clock? And I was like, oh, you idiot, it's Monday. You know,
right.
So, but yesterday... If we had college football weekend, the first full weekend of college football, which I know we'll talk about, but you were down in Florida. How much did you get to watch? Because I know you watched FSU.
Oh, yeah. I did watch FSU.
Feeling good about that one.
Yeah, especially when everybody was dumping on him in here. Just like, yeah, it was good. It was fun because I watched it in at a bar, and it's just more fun when you're with other people. You know, so you had a big, obviously a lot of fans in there.
I do miss that aspect of it. Like, there is something about watching, now, don't get it twisted, because, like, I prefer to be by myself more times than not, because I don't want to be at a sporting event or at a bar watching a sporting event, and you get the one guy that just won't stop talking to you the entire time.
There's always that guy.
And I'm always so nice that I don't ever say anything. Like, I just keep talking to him. I was like, what happened in the game? Those are always fun, especially like the playoff atmosphere when you're all rooting for the same thing, even when you have a couple of guys that you're rooting against.
It's fun. So I watched the Ohio State, Texas, and I watched Florida State, which was, that was a big way.
It's a huge,
the biggest
win.
Upset of the weekend.
Yeah. So by the way, the top five most bet teams of the weekend all lost.
Really?
0-5. So whether you want to go to Notre Dame, Alabama, Texas, Clemson, and there's,
I picked that
one.
I said LSU would beat Clemson.
Yeah, I got that one wrong. That's
that one
the one
I had right.
I was with the public. Yeah. But I had an okay, like I had a good Sunday, and I had a terrible day yesterday, and an day on Saturday.
You want to hear something funny that I nobody was paying attention to? Even you probably didn't look at this because it's so ridiculous. Remember I brought Florida, LIU?
Yeah.
Remember the spread was 45 points and over under was 56, 55 and a half?
Tell me what happened because I didn't see this.
Florida won 55-0. So they covered the spread and the under hit.
Oh, see.
55 points they scored.
I told you, when you have a big spread like that, the wise thing to do is to parlay it with the over, because typically that's what happens. But then you get an anomaly like this where you're like, you son of a bitch.
Because I remember talking about it with you. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's 55 points and they're 45-point favorites. So what is Florida going to score? I mean, LSU going to score three? No, none.
Yeah, I had a couple of those.
Zero.
On Sunday, I had South Carolina, Virginia Tech. I had Virginia Tech plus 7.5. So they're basically, they're losing the whole game by 2 points. Mm-hmm. And then you see the punt return for a touchdown, which you're like, oh, God. All right, now they're, I think they were, maybe they were in the lead at that point in time. But then they took the lead and you're like, okay, plenty of time here to get this back. Mm-hmm. And then they give up a late touchdown that really doesn't matter except for the point spread. But this is what happens. And like we talk about baseball all the time, where late inning things can really screw things up for you, where you're like, I can't believe that just happened. We have the same thing in football where weird, goofy things happen, and none more than in college football, because I've talked about it, the running out the clock, and here comes the 80-yard touchdown that you don't expect, the goofy lateral that turns into a touchdown going the other way, all those things.
I just, some of the rule change they made, like it used to be in college, at first downs, the clock stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the last 2 minutes of each half, the clock stops for first. Why do you have it then? Why just not have it at all? Like, what are you doing?
I don't get, like, some of the rule enforcements and things that we're trying to do. Like, everybody talks about college overtime, and if that should stay, it is an exciting brand, but there is some ridiculousness that gets into it when you go to seven overtimes, and all of a sudden the score is 63-62 or something. But yeah, like, again, watching this weekend, how did you feel about the Texas-Ohio State game? Because, I mean, I called this from Jump Street about the under being the play. Mm-hmm. And if I had enough huevos here, then I would have put my money on Ohio State because I kept talking about it. I'm like, there's just so much money coming in on Texas. I can't bet with that side, even though I wanted Texas to win. Where do you stand with what you saw from Arch Manning? Because everybody was killing him. And I get it.
He got killed nationally. It was terrible.
If you were on social media and saw the memes about him,
really?
It's hilarious when people play the video of Uncle Rico and then they show that sidearm throw that he threw that was a little high. Receiver maybe could have had it. It was behind him and high. But it's hilarious when you watch his arm throw motion. But that's someone showing you a strong arm from that slot. Like, that's a crazy slot to be able to throw
it's
football
Pat Mahomes
from.
Throw.
But it looks just like Uncle Rico.
I know.
Sorry. It's just crazy, man. But I look, all these people that were, you know, it's doom and gloom. Oh, he sucks. And they're putting his face next to Bronny's face saying, oh, that's what this is, nepotism. Guys, give it a chance here. Just let this thing play out, and then you guys will find out how good Arch Manning is, that this isn't some flash in the pan. But for the first time ever, at least for me, now I've seen commercials for college players during games that started last year. Every commercial break was an Arch Manning commercial, whether it's the shorts he's wearing, the glasses he wears, what he eats. I'm looking at this going, like, he's already a star. Like, he's already set for life, and he doesn't even have to step in the NFL.
Right.
It's ridiculous, man.
It is.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just a new way of life to look at things. But
first of all, one game, he had a bad game. Terrible. Who won the national championship last year? Let me refresh my memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who they lost to. I mean,
and it's on the road. It's like you're playing in one of the toughest
Ohio
places
State,
to play.
Right. Yeah. They're playing at Ohio State against the reigning national champs, and they lost the game. Somebody had to lose.
Well, people kept saying, like, this kid Cyan for Ohio State. Like, he was a top recruit, and this is his first start. And everybody's like, oh, my God, he's never thrown a football in a college game, so how can I bet on him going up against Texas? Well, Arch Manning had never thrown a pass on the road. Like, every game he had played in was at home.
He played like three, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. I mean, look, there's a lot of area to grow here. Arch Manning's going to be just fine, but I'm looking for that revenge tour for the rest of the year when he shuts everybody up. But, you know, look, you got to live it because you look terrible up until the last, what was it, 6 minutes of the game, and then you just fell too far behind. So.
And the Lee Corso's out now, gone, right?
Did you know all five games he picked won?
No.
He picked all these upsets. He had Florida State beating Bama. He had Ohio State beating Texas.
To Florida. He was Burt Reynolds' roommate.
That's funny.
He was.
I know. That's funny, though. Yeah. It's just, like, thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like, the run-ins from people that you don't expect. Yeah. And it's what a weird thing.
I know.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds here. Yeah, Scooby-Doo. I still think of Norm MacDonald doing Burt Reynolds in Saturday Night Live. I can't even think of Burt Reynolds anymore. But no, like, again, his first ever pick on game day was Ohio State, and his last ever pick was Ohio State. And he does some goofy things, but he ended up getting all the games right. He went 5-0, which is just stupid.
I love it. It's one of those things, like, I think it's sad to see him go. It's a tradition. You turn to college football, he's there.
Didn't it kind of get to the point, kind of like, and I hate saying this, but Chris Mortensen at the end of his, you know, he was battling cancer.
Yes.
And he came back, and you're watching him. He's laboring just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you almost like, yeah, I want him here because I've always known this.
I get it.
But it doesn't look the same. Yeah. And with Lee Corso, you're watching the speech slur a little bit. And you can see, look, Father Time's undefeated. But he was one of my favorites. He's the reason I watch game day.
Yeah.
I love doing the mascot thing. I love the fans in the crowd. And now they're doing more of the Pat McAfee type stuff. They had Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports show up there talking trash to everyone as he's a huge Michigan fan. And I think we'll see more of this throughout the year. But college football week one, the full week one, not the week zero we had the week before, was a lot of fun. It's good to have football back. And Thursday night, you know, we got Eagles and Cowboys.
Yeah.
We're two nights away.
Yeah.
It's absurd, man, to think that how fast everything is moving and where we're at now. Summer is over.
well, I mean, not officially, not, yeah, but
it is. I mean, yeah. We know what's happening here is we're making that transition.
Feels like it's over. It's nice day, though. It's 50-something degrees this morning. Being the 70s, nice weather for the next couple months.
Yeah, what are you wearing a hoodie for? No, sorry. I need to get
Why on. Aren't you wearing a hoodie?
I know. I walked out of the house and I go, do I walk back in? But I was already kind of running behind schedule. And I said, you know what? By the time I get off, it'll be fine.
I was here and went home and came back.
Did you?
I forgot all my chargers. My computer died.
So peel back the curtain real quick before I step out. Like, Rob is always the first one here. Mm-hmm. Like, he usually get, well, I don't know, maybe with Joe, but like, of us three, Rob is usually the first one here. He takes his parking spot. Mm-hmm. He comes in. I think he uses the bathroom 4 times. And then he, you know, walks down the hall and we chat a little bit. But like,
he walks in 1:01 after going to the bathroom. You know,
he comes here because we have some conversations. He's pointing out what's on TV. And but then, like, usually beforehand, before they said, hey, you got to be here at 5:30, because I'd always walk in like 5 minutes for the show starting. Mm-hmm. Or you might hear our theme music and I'll be opening that door. Because I wasn't getting in here sitting with an angry Rob all morning, because he is a grumpy bastard in the morning. You could tell him I said that. So they told us we had to get in early. So then I started having my sleeping issues. And yeah. I'm like, I'm waking up at 3:30. I'm like, well, piss on it. I'm just going to go get in the shower and head to work. And I'll start on my, you know, some of my work for the gambling stuff. And then I started getting here around 5:15, 5:30-ish. And then the next time you were gone and you came back and we all showed up at 5:15, I said, what the hell's going on today?
that's right.
But I forgot, like, how close you are now. But anyway. All right, we've got plenty to go over today. We'll take some phone calls, 410-583-1057. Some Ravens Bills coming up. But next, Jair Alexander and Pat Ricard have both missed the last few weeks of practice, and Harbaugh said he's not revealing much over the course of the week. Surprise, surprise. Which player would be the biggest loss if they can't go into Sunday night? 410-583-1057. We want to hear from you right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
In terms of just injury updates, probably not going to get much out of me, you know, at this point, unless it's an obvious one, unless we know what's going to, you know, if a guy's going to play or he's not going to play. So might get a little more on Friday just because you'll know who hasn't practiced. They haven't practiced. They're unlikely to play. Unless they've been playing all the way up to that point, then maybe they'll play. So I probably won't tell you for sure unless I feel like it's obvious that everybody knows already. So that's where we're at with that. How's that? Does that make sense?
Boy, wow. That's John Harbaugh there. I do want to tell you, since the NFL's back, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All those football games, I can't wait. What did he say? Anything? He's like, we may leave early, we may leave late, we may leave on time. Did I cover everything? Like
he was actually being funny. That was pretty funny because he was laughing himself.
Did I cover everything for you guys?
Clear as glass.
So what do you think? If they did miss Patrick Ricard or Jair Alexander in this game, is there one that was more important to you in playing the Buffalo Bills?
Hands down, Pat Ricard.
I agree.
Yeah. Not even close.
He's bigger than every guy. I think he's bigger than everybody except one person.
He's
on bigger
than all the linebackers.
I think he's bigger than everyone on the line, really? Too, except for one.
They're small. They're light. They couldn't stop the run against the Ravens every time they play him, it seems. And I think now he's much more important. And Alexander, as much as I like him, glad he's here. Secondary's deep. He's not played a down for us yet. So, I mean, I can't really miss a guy that hasn't contributed to the team. Hopefully he's all right, because it'd be nice to have him. But, yeah. I mean, Ricard to me is one of those guys. He's like an offensive lineman. They're faceless.
Yeah.
You don't really realize what they do unless you follow them. I watch him during the games. He just crushes people and frees Lamar so often.
He's your typical lunch pail guy, man.
He is.
Like, just get out there and it's, oh, I like doing this. I like road grading and pancaking people in front of me. Large men on the ground. That's and again, like with what you do here, he's so vital and so important to this offense. And that's even with, like, if he's out, you're still going to have an amazing running game with Lamar and Derrick Henry and whoever else you throw back there. But with him in, like, you have to, if I'm a linebacker, I'm watching where he's moving every single time. Like, this guy again, son of a bitch.
Coming my way again.
Because he is. He's a big SOB, man.
I was at training camp. I think it was with Preston. Sandusky. We were all hanging together. Anyway, Ricard's right in front of us. And until you see him in person, you don't get it. Seriously. Because on TV, he looks big. When he's there, I'm like, holy moly. Like, and he's not fat.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, you know, the offensive linemen, they're big. They got big bellies hanging and stuff. But I get it. He's not fat. He's 300-something pounds of just big. And he's got a bad attitude.
You know what's funny is, like, so I remember doing a radio show where he was a guest. I think he was promoting one of his events, giveaway or something. But he stayed on for like 15 minutes. And at the end of the interview, he goes, hey, somebody told me to ask you about your Rob Gronkowski story. And a mutual friend. So I told him the story. He started laughing his ass off. And basically, if you missed it, I was in New Orleans and tied one on too hard my first night in New Orleans and projectile vomited in front of Rob Gronkowski in the bathroom, and to which he reacted like any bro would react. Dude, bro! Like, it was just so funny. But
there you go.
Look at that. He's just, that's a monster of a man.
He's just a monster. I mean, I was that close to him. Like, we're standing right on the other side of Barry. I'm like, holy God, he's a big dude.
But, you know, if you look at the Bills wide receiving core too, I don't think there's anything there that, I'm not saying they're not good. I mean, you got Khalil Shakir, who was questionable coming in this game. I still think he's going to play. You got their first round pick last year, Coleman, and we'll see what he does if he looks good in year two. But their wide receiving core was a little wanting. It's the double tights and the running game and Josh Allen. That was kind of their bread and butter. And Josh Allen, with all the talk about how much better Lamar is than Josh Allen, especially in this city, and he is. I'm going on Buffalo today. I'll tell them the same thing. He's the best quarterback in football right now, is the way things are constituted going into the season. Josh Allen is still a difference maker, and it's somebody, like, thinking Lamar is better than him, there's nothing wrong with it, but disrespecting what Josh Allen is capable of doing, there's something very wrong with that, and that's a guy you have to prepare for.
Did you listen to Pat Boyle show coming in?
No, why?
Oh, I thought you'd be on fire.
I didn't hear. I don't like, well, he, I don't want to say that.
He gave his case about why, hands down, Josh Allen was the MVP last year.
I'd have been calling in.
Like, I thought you'd come in and talk about it as soon as you got here. He credited the fact that Derrick Henry was on the team.
I hate when people do that.
Yeah.
So nobody on the Yankees can ever win MVP because there's so many good players, right? That's the old adage.
Yeah.
You have more people around you.
Yep.
Wow, did Derrick Henry have a better season than what he had in Tennessee? Oh, he did. Is that because of Lamar? So now Derrick Henry can't win it. Like, what are we doing?
That was his reasoning.
Well, he's the same guy that said that after Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl, he's now a top five quarterback. Why? So after everyone wins the Super Bowl, they're now a top five quarterback? Or just Jalen Hurts? Because, like, it's the dumbest thing anybody can say. And I was just reading something the other day where somebody's like, I'm a quarterback wins guy. Well, then you're stupid. Because they're the most important position on the field, but they have no control over half of the game.
Right.
Half of the game. Like, giving, and it's the same thing with pitchers in baseball. They have no control over how many runs are scored. So how can you give that guy a win or a loss if you can't control half the game? Just doesn't make any sense. You know who gets wins and losses? Boxers, tennis players,
right.
Because they're the only ones out there. It's just that stuff has driven me nuts. But let's grab a phone caller here. Shiloh's in Baltimore. Shiloh wants to talk on the fan. Hey, what's up, man?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. Good morning, Commish. Good morning, everybody. Hey, let me ask you guys a quick question, real fast. I'm trying to be long.
Yeah.
Look, now you're already talking about it, so I'm gonna get right on it. Jair Alexander, right?
Mm-hmm.
You bring him in, right? It seems to me it was a big splash. You need another corner, right? Now, question. Was we bringing him in for a backup? Was we bringing him in for a starting job? Because here's what I ask. Kind of remind me when you brought Odell in. Odell was a big name, bringing Odell in. You pay Odell a lot of money. But to me, for what I've seen, Odell wasn't really available for what I thought he could be. He was more off the field than on the field. Now, let me ask you guys a quick question real fast. If he can't practice, what is that really saying something about healthy-wise? Well, and my thing is, right, do you guys think that the Ravens not going to really reveal? Are they high or something, man? Because, hey, Commissioner, I'm just saying, I'm trying to get to the point, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can't practice. Well, I mean, it's really saying something. I'm trying to get my words together right, but y'all know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, and look, here, appreciate the phone call, Shiloh, because basically, here's what I'll say. He came in, he was ready right away. He was healthy, or at least as healthy as he could be. He was obviously coming off a knee issue in Green Bay and some problems there. So you know there is some medical coming along with him. He played, he practiced throughout preseason and in training camp, and we saw him out there. They were talking about how much of a dog he was, that like he would get in the wide receiver cornerback drill, and he's the next guy up saying, can I go again? Like he wants to be out there. I'm not going to sit here and knock a guy that's had an injury history because he's not ready at the beginning of the season. Like, you know, Isaiah Likely's not ready, you know, because of the injuries. And there's... if you sign a guy relatively on the cheap and he has an injury history, you can't be surprised when he gets hurt. I mean, what do we say about Tyler O'Neill all year long? It's like, yeah, he's going to miss some time because hurt players get hurt.
General soreness.
Salute. But no, like, look, Jair Alexander, I think anything you get from him, honestly, and I hate looking at it this way, is a bonus. Because your plans weren't with him until he was released or until everything kind of came to fruition. So
I agree with you. I think it just, I'm glad he's here. I'm still glad he's here. You know, just, I'm not surprised, though, is the problem, you know, that he's out because he does have this history. So why would you be surprised? It's disappointing because you thought you'd get a little time with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, again, like, we'll see if he's, if he's ready for Sunday night. If he's not, you know, I think with some of these guys, you got to play it smart because this is a long season. You don't want to rush somebody back. All right, coming up at 7:00, World of Stupid. I'm going to play you some audio. It might be the worst thing that anybody ever said following up what was told to them. I cannot wait to play this for you. But up next, who has more pressure to get to the Super Bowl this year, John Harbaugh or Sean McDermott? We discuss 410-583-1057. All right, we've been talking about this. Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long is off today and tomorrow. Did I got that right? He's back Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah,
that's right.
We'll do our predictions on Thursday.
I can't think it's Monday. I know he's back Thursday. What do you mean tomorrow? He's off till Thursday.
Yeah.
Right.
And today is Tuesday. So we were kind of talking about this, and honestly, I think this is an easier answer, but I want to get your take. Who has more pressure to get to the Super Bowl this year? Is it John Harbaugh or Sean McDermott? Because Harbaugh has one.
Yeah.
McDermott doesn't, but it's been, let me check my, it's been a minute since Harbaugh won, right? What year is this? 2025?
2012, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's a bad coach, but like, how do you feel about this? Who has more pressure to get it done?
I think Harbaugh, honestly. I think because it's actually part of a national conversation now where everyone sees this roster. You see who's here. I mean, you're, you know, even listening to the overnight show, he's talking about how Lamar didn't deserve the MVP because the team's so loaded, essentially.
So you've stupid. Got,
you know, Derrick Henry on the team and Lamar Jackson, and that's just the offense. Forget the defensive talent you have. You know, this is a really good team. Like, show me a team that's got more talent position by position.
There's not one.
I mean, people say the Eagles. We have a better quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, you could sit here and go, like, there's certain things that you like about the Eagles, and mm-hmm. you're going to put anybody in their secondary over what you have here? No.
You know, the Eagles have an incredible offensive line.
And they have a pretty good D-line, too, but yes. So do the Ravens.
Yeah, yes.
So, yeah. Like, again, you start looking at, and on paper last year, it did feel like a mismatch when we watched the Eagles play through the playoffs. It's like, oh, who was going to stop that? But I would have rather seen the Ravens play him than what we got.
Yeah, me too.
That was ugly as hell. But if you can't get there, you can't get there. The reason I think it's Harbaugh is, look, I think Sean McDermott's a good coach. But like Harbaugh wins the Super Bowl. He's been here for so long. Like, you've had the best team in football the past, well, now it's going to be 3 years. What happens this year? Do you get it done? Because you can't tell me, and Ravens fans, if you go back to the 2000s, you're like, we are wasting this defense with Kyle Bowler. We are wasting this defense with this quarterback. And then you finally get a quarterback in Steve McNair, and you give up 5 field goals and lose in a playoff game to where you thought that was going to be your year.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I look at Harbaugh, and I think there's more expected of him. I think Sean McDermott is a good coach. He's good. I don't know that I'm labeling him great. Even if they go on to win a Super Bowl, I don't know that he falls into the great category mm-hmm. for me. Do you guys know if he's an offensive or defensive guy? Like, I mean, like, mm-hmm. you start thinking about it. Like, Harbaugh was a special teams guy, and I think coming to Baltimore, he surrounded himself with good defensive coordinators, good offensive coordinators yeah. in his mind, and then he's handled all the other
really
stuff.
Good coach.
Yeah. But he's a great leader of men, and that's been obvious. You know, again, as I'm not the biggest Harbaugh guy, I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due, but I also think those guys that are leaders of men, that your message grows stale, and I think that's why he keeps trying to invent mm-hmm. something each year, even though I think most of them are corny, but you got to keep trying something.
Yeah, I mean, I like Harbaugh, and I think he's a really, really good coach. He's one of the best in the NFL, but I do think he has more pressure on him. I think for a couple of reasons. Number one, well, nationally, they've gotten attention. That the Ravens have a better roster than the Bills. I mean, it's just sad that we just drub them during the regular season and lose to them in the postseason.
Yeah.
Seems like always. We just kicked their ass last year.
Well, I mean, at some point, like, it's so easy for opposing fans that don't like the Ravens to go, oh, yeah, your quarterback's going to blow it in the postseason. We know it. Even when things aren't his fault. But, like, you got to admit, the past couple years, weird things happen. Just, like, so many weird things. Dropping a swing pass, fumbling in the middle of the field, dropping a two-point conversion, fumbling through the end zone.
Yeah.
You had a game against the Bills. I mean, they came in with the worst game plan against the Chiefs. The worst game plan I've ever seen, and they still should have won the game. And then you look at what happened last year where you're going, how is this? You didn't punt, and you lost the
game.
Yeah. You did not punt.
Did not punt.
I mean, weird things happen. Let's grab a call from Mike in Baltimore and see who he thinks is under pressure more. Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, Jeremy. Welcome back, brother.
Thanks, man. It's good to talk to you. Hey. It's good to talk.
Hey, hey, I thought you had the Jennery assignment, right? Your voice, that sounds the same, man.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Somebody asked me that, and I told him it's inverted now. I got to tickle myself on the backside, and as soon as it pops out, I got to snatch it. And then I can use it. So anyway.
Hey, look, I think Harbaugh is under the most pressure. I mean, we loaded on both sides of the ball. I mean, we were loaded last year, and we even more loaded this year. So I really think Mr. Super Bowl, it's not Super Bowl or bust, man. I think he's under the most pressure. And can I say something real, real quick?
Yeah.
Did y'all know that Paul, I'm digressing, did y'all know that the actor Paul Giamatti is the son of the late Commissioner
Bartley? Hey, Bartley Giamatti.
Yes. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yes. Hey, look, man, you're finding out all these nuggets. That's something I found out.
Lee Corso was Burt Reynolds' roommate at Florida State.
I do now. Thanks for the phone call, Mike.
Not you. I know you knew.
You told me this morning. But no, like, to Mike's point, I really feel like a lot of the pressure that's on McDermott has more to do with some of the Bills' failures in the 90s and then nothing happening since then. Like that's a team or a fan base that starved to get there. Yeah. Like you almost feel like nobody deserves a Super Bowl. You got to win and earn it. But like for years, you felt like, ah, come on, just give them one. Like, and maybe that's why they gave Josh Allen the MVP last year, because they felt bad. It didn't make any sense. Every single statistic across the board, Lamar's better in, except rushing touchdowns. Yeah. Every one.
Because Henry had 16. That's why he deserved the MVP.
Every one. And it's like, yeah, let's give it to him. Okay, I'm done with you guys. All right, we got more to get to here. Again, World Stupid coming up at 7 o'clock. I'll play you this audio that you have to hear to believe it. Interesting thing here, Tom Brady told PFF that the quarterback position isn't as mentally developed as it was when he entered the league. Could that be the result of success found by Lamar and Josh Allen? He also said something that was very interesting that people are pointing to the reason the Raiders didn't draft Shedeur Sanders. We'll get into that. Take your phone calls and more right here on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Ed Norris, Jeremy Cott here. Rob Long is off. Going to talk about Tom Brady here. He told PFF that the quarterback position isn't as mentally developed. If you missed the sound, here's what it sounded like.
I don't believe the quarterback position is mentally as developed as it was when I entered the league.
Are we seeing an evolution at that position? Because Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, the guys that are the MVPs now.
I don't believe the quarterback position is mentally as developed as it was when I entered the league 25 years ago. There was a premium on understanding defenses, on understanding matchups, on pre-snap reads, getting your team in and out of the right play. I think you better have a mental advantage on the field. And I think sometimes that's more important than the physical advantage. Now, did I wish I could run? Of course I wished I could have run. So I think what's happened is with the rule changes in the NFL that have essentially taken away forcible contact to a ball carrier, certainly the quarterback, outside of the pocket, even though the quarterback can protect himself, offensive coordinators now have those plays in their playbook, and they're running them more than they've ever run them ever before. And it's forcing a smaller defensive player to try to track that player down. Do I think that's good for the longevity of a quarterback? I think it's terrible for the longevity of a quarterback. Do I think that it's exciting? It's certainly very exciting, and it's fun to watch.
So some interesting things there from him, because I also think, you know, he brought up the way that things set up on offense, but I also think the rule enforcements that happened after the Patriots beat the Colts and they mugged their wide receivers mm-hmm. to where you can't touch them, that the NFL has become, it's not quite pitch and catch like college football, but it's become more of that. I mean, you're still throwing guys open. I think reading defenses and all the things that have happened, there are certain guys that can do it. And I'll give you an example. Like, Johnny Manziel, I don't know if people remember this. He went into Alabama when Alabama was at its heyday, mm-hmm. and with his athleticism and his ability, went in there and showcased himself, right? Mm-hmm. Like, amazing. He gets to the NFL. There's a report out now that during midseason, he and Braylon Edwards, midweek, would fly down to Miami and party and then come back mm-hmm. and get ready for next week's game because they were so miserable. And I think there is a part of it where you're getting really athletic quarterbacks that come into this league, guys that can do things that we haven't seen them do with the football in their hand. But it is, I don't think it's as mental as it used to be. I don't know how you feel.
It's definitely not. They used to call their own plays.
Yeah.
Think about it. That does not happen anymore.
Well, and we had an offensive coordinator here that you can't convince me didn't call in those plays late so Lamar couldn't change it when Roman was here.
It was crystal clear to me.
Yeah.
Give him 5 seconds, get to the line, and that's it.
Got to run the play, I said.
Yeah. No, I mean, and think about it. I mean, they called their own game, and that was commonplace. I mean, the technology wasn't there to, you know, have a mic in the helmet and all. But besides that, it wasn't like the offensive coordinator gave them, you know, the first 15 plays. You run these and people put some on your arm. They called their own game. So, yeah, I think it was more.
There was another thing that was said, and people are pointing it out, saying that's why the Raiders didn't draft Shador. That Tom Brady was on, I think it was on that same interview where he was asked about, you know, things that he looks for. And he said he watches every quarterback that throws a touchdown to see who they celebrate with. Do they celebrate by themselves? Do mm-hmm. they celebrate with the offensive line? Do they go down and high five the receiver for making a play? And is it all about you and that? So, like, people are trying to allude to it and say that's the reason that Shador wasn't drafted. I'll keep saying this till I'm blue in the face. Like, he's got to prove it to me that he's as good as everybody keeps saying he is.
Could someone could anybody just admit he's not that good? He's good. He's
okay.
He's okay. He's not, this is not like you got a blue chip quarterback out of college. He's okay. People that talk about him like he's getting screwed constantly. Like,
what did Shane Gillis say? They retired his jersey for almost winning the Alamo Bowl.
Yes, it's true.
And again, people are going to get.
What was his record in college?
With the whole Deion Sanders thing, he's the same guy that was on Instagram tweeting out at halftime or sending messages out at halftime and videos about how they're smoking Stanford and then come out in the second half and they got their asses whipped.
Yeah.
And they lost the game with a 4-touchdown lead. So again, like, you can't sit here and say it's all this and that they're blackballed from the league and nobody wanted Sanders to do this. Let's see if he can play. And if the Browns are doing something as cynical as wasting a draft pick on this guy and sitting him to teach him a lesson, like, who does that? Who does that at this level?
First of all, you wouldn't draft a guy to punish him. It's just stupid.
Well, you do if you're Cleveland, because as soon as he goes there, he feels punished.
He'd be punished, yes.
But again, like, I need to see it at the NFL level. We sit here. It took Bryce down in Carolina. It took him almost 2 years to kind of showcase, a year and a half where you go, oh, my God. Maybe he just needs, and maybe it happens with the Browns. Like, right now, the Browns aren't out of it. In a couple of weeks, the Browns are going to be out of it. So let's see who they go to.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they won't be out of it because Flacco's going to start. He's going to win some games. I mean, he's going to win some games they're not supposed to win.
He's going to keep him in a bunch, but because they're the Browns, they still find a way to lose.
But it's just like, you know, Shador, it just isn't that good. And it's gotten to the point where I'm so sick of hearing about him. And, of course, we're talking about him now. But you have to.
I think it applied to what we were saying.
It does. That's what I'm saying. You have to talk about him.
And again, like, I want to see him play. I want to see. But people were celebrating him and retiring his jersey after the first preseason game that he started. And then he comes in and it's like, well, he's got third string guys blocking for him and third string receivers. Yeah. Guess who's chasing him? Third string players on the other side. Right. Guys that aren't going to be on the roster. Yeah. I need to see it. But everybody's got their mind made up. He's going to be good. And everyone else was stupid for not taking him. We'll find out. But I want to get to like exactly what Brady's saying, because you've always liked him. I've never liked Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And the more and more I've heard him sound like a, what's the right word? Human being, as a person, and not just some robot. Like I've appreciated him a little bit more. Really good player. You know, one of the best to ever do it. I'm never going to say he's the best quarterback, but that's me. but it is, somebody just posted, and I think it's unfair. It's like his stats from their first Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He threw 5 touchdowns in whatever it was, 4 games.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, see, this, that doesn't mean, it's a different time back then.
Yeah.
He also threw 50 touchdowns in a season. So if we're going to do this, at least weigh it the right way. But I have enjoyed hearing his take on that position, how he played it. Because I was sitting here going, almost something I took from Brady when Arch Manning was getting ready to play Ohio State on Saturday. I said, he better have a wristband that says fine number 2.
Yes.
The best defensive player in the country, just like, you know, Tom Brady had one that said 20. Fine 20 when fine they 20. Played the Ravens. Yeah. So I think there's a lot to learn here from Tom Brady. I don't know that I like him as a color guy. I prefer him more as an analyst because I feel like it's just kind of forced when he's calling a game. I think he's good. I think Greg Olsen's way better than him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different skill. It was fun. I was listening to the O's yesterday, and I'm going to give him credit because I love the guy. Brett Hollander. He was doing the play-by-play. I could never do that. I was very impressed. I'm like, there's no way in the world I could do that. I don't have these. I would never be able to do that.
I don't think I'd be good at it because I have issues with, I mean, people can hear I talk fast and I talk a lot. I'd have issues with dead air, and there's certain times during the game.
You can never have any.
Where you let the background, the noise in the background, you let that play in.
Yeah.
And you can pause. Like I remember when Bob Haney was doing a show, I was so jealous of him because I'd like literally be driving and I'd turn it on and all of a sudden I'm going, did my radio turn off? And then I'd hear him talking again. And it's like, you get those pregnant pauses while you're, I always felt uncomfortable with those, but you know, you got certain guys. I tried to do some play by play before. I think I'd be a decent color guy and not a great play by play.
Yeah, I did it with my son's high school team. Because when they're in a pinch,
yeah,
that's about all I did.
All right, hour number 2 is coming up. I told you this show's going to fly by. We'll get to the O's weekend and what happened, some college football next hour. But up next, it's the world of stupid. And I've got 4 or 5 quick stories that I want to throw at you and get your take on that happened this weekend. Some really funny stuff. And I'm going to play the audio of a man. He was... Somebody told an interviewer something, and the next line out of his mouth is the most out-of-pocket thing I think I've ever heard in my life. I'll play you that audio that's coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.